and finished that year of school, and I graduated with my daughter. That's about the biggest I ever felt in my life.
Oh,
and my husband had to buy 2 class rings that year. But we was real proud. I didn't know if they was going to do this, but the night of graduation, they had her and I to stand up, and they cheered us. But I tell you, I sure did feel good. I went across that stage and received my diploma, and it's just as good as any of the rest. It was a big class. And it was just two of the nurses, one more in the cell, that graduated. And then we had this class at the hospital. They had a big test coming up, and had all the doctors there and the technicians and all the RN nurses and everybody, and to see, you know, that everything was fair. Well, we had this test, and I said whoever made the best, they was going to give them a bonus, a little raise in pay. Well, we all studied for it, and we worked hard for it. We went back, we had the class on Friday, and we had to wait till Monday afternoon to find out what grades we made. Well, we all gathered back in the dining room where we had the classes, and they began calling out the grades. They called the others first. There's 4 of us. They called all 3 of the others first, and I felt like, well, I'm going to make the least of anybody. I could just almost feel myself sliding down under the table. I was so little numbled over it. Directly said Parks had the top grade. Oh, I could have hollered. I was tickled beyond words.
Oh, I know you were.
I was really thrilled, and I saved all my work and all my papers and everything. I still have them. Sometimes I run across them after I read them all over again because it's so interesting. And I love the work. I really love it. And if you do what you're supposed to and carry out the doctor's orders and everything, and work with the patients like you're supposed to, you do enjoy it. It's hard work. It's very hard work. I have said if I'd probably lived, been 100 years old, if I'd never seen the hospital, but I'm still very proud of what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
It was grand to me.
Is there one thing that stands out of that whole time more than anything else in your patients or anything you remember in particular?
Well, I remember quite a bit about working in the OB room, which was helped bring those little new lives in this world. Was a pleasure. And I'd always get the nursery every time I could get it. There was lots of them. They just didn't seem to care as much for the little babies as I did, and I'd really try to take care of them. When we get a little premature baby now, that's the one that you really love to tend to. But they can be so independent, just as independent as a great old big baby, big, fine, healthy baby. And I worked in the operating room a lot, and scrub nurse, and just as that, I really enjoyed that. Well, in fact, the business I just enjoyed work, period, at the hospital. But as I say, it really is a hard work, but somebody has to do it.
Well, last time I saw you, when I came today, you said you've been really busy.
I sure have.
What have you been up to?
I had beans and okra, tomatoes, cucumbers. I canned my tomatoes, part of them, the ones that was the ripest since you were here. And I made juice out of those. I take my good fresh tomatoes out of the garden, and I wash them good and rinse them good so they're nice and clean. Cut out the stem part and be sure there's no rotten places in them. Just cut them up, peeling and all, and then I cook them. And I have this little sieve of a thing, a food blender thing, and I put them through that, and there's the seeds are not in the juice.